You're listening to a personal story on the St. Paul Public Library's digital scrapbook. An expanding collection of stories from our community is told through written word, photography, audio, and video. Learn more at sppl.org/100. This story was recorded at Riverview Library and features lifelong West Side resident Gilbert De La O. Gilbert reflects on his early experiences at Riverview, his participation in the effort that saved Riverview from closure in the 1980s, and his continuing love and use of Riverview Library. First, we ask Gilbert what Riverview Library means to him. How does it factor into his personal history and story?
The Riverview Library is actually, this is where I met my wife, my future wife. We met here, oh wow, it had to be maybe, oh, let me see now. We met probably in 1960, maybe, 61, somewhere around there. We met her here, and this is, you know, we always just, this was the place where you met your chicks. You know, you tell your parents, or, you know, you're going to the library, but you met your chicks up here, you know. So that's the fond memories. This is the place I met my wife, and we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary. So the library must have had an impact, man. What really got me interested in the library was I didn't read my first book till I was in seventh grade. And when I read that book, and I still remember the name of the book, was Street Rod. That just opened up the door for me, you know. And then I started reading The Touchdown Twins and Hold That Line about football. That just opened up my door. And I just became I like to think later on in life, I've become kind of a prolific reader.
Mm-hmm. Next, we asked Gilbert about his most vivid memory of Riverview. Can he tell us one story about a memorable visit to Riverview?
Florine Fishcorn. First time I met Florine, well, actually, I told her this, she didn't remember this, but the first words she said to me was, "Gilbert, if you don't behave, you're going to have to leave the library." That was my first with Florine. And over the years, she was a librarian here, and again, later on in life, when I started working at the neighborhood house and got involved with the different organizations, and Florine was right there at the start. And man, she was a heck of a volunteer for the West Side. She had a garage full of stuff, man, you know. If you can do something arts and crafts, call Florine, because she has it. If you need yarn, pin, whatever it is, Florine has it. And she was just an outstanding lady here as a librarian. And I was fortunate, or we were fortunate, or she was fortunate, whichever one was fortunate, but I think the community gave her a real thank you when they recognized her as the West Sider of the Year by WESCO, mm-hmm. You know, so that was really cool. And I had the opportunity, I think, you know, I mean, my memory's gone now and then, but I know I was here. I remember I said what I just said about her telling me to leave. But yeah, she was so happy. And this doesn't have to do anything with the library, but about Florine. Back when Florine became ill, they had to put her in a nursing home. So I get a call from this. I kept getting a call from a nursing home. The lady always says she's going to call me back. Anyway, she asked me if I was Gilbert, and I said, I am. She said, do you know Florine? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, well, there's a lady here that we have, you know, dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's, but she keeps talking about a Gilbert, you know, DeLeo, Gilbert, you know. Anyway, so I went and visited her. I went to visit her several times after that. Yeah, unfortunately, I was at her when they had her memorial service when she passed away. But there's a lot of folks around my age that live around, currently lived on the West or lived on the West Side, will tell you about Florine. Florine's a heck of a lady.
Next, we asked Gilbert about the West Side Community Organization and the closure that threatened the library in the early 80s. What's his recollection of that time, and how was he involved?
Well, yeah, what I can remember is a lot of people were mad. That was, you know, it just seems like our community sometimes, you know, we're the last to get things or the first to get rid of things. And so, you know, the library was dear to many of us. I know there was a Riverview Association, but I thought there was a committee that was called Save the Library Committee that was headed up by Ralph and Judy Brown, who are still in the community, and they would give you a lot of information about that. But that's what they did. I mean, we got together, they started, you know, the meetings, the paperwork, all of what it takes to get something done. And what I understand, my recollection is that during all the stuff that Save the Library Committee did, they came up with something that showed that this was, they couldn't mess with the building because it was something about the registry. There's something registry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So instead of messing with it, they put money in it and then gave the improvements that's come. So that was kind of cool. Revolution works.
Next, we asked Gilbert if he has any additional memories or stories to share, and he certainly does.
One is that this was, I'm thinking now, it had to be in the 90s or the early, whenever you guys got the computers here. Mm-hmm. One day, I'm driving up the street, and this was like maybe 9:30. At that point in time, I was on the Friends of the Library Committee. So I'm driving up George Street, and here's this whole line of kids waiting to get in the library. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, what's going on here, man? I've never seen that before, ever. So I came back, and I came inside, and there it was. They had computers, and oh, man. So I thought that was so cool now, another way to get the kids in, mm-hmm. in there. And then the other thing was, back in the 70s, when we were looking around for books that would complement or say the history of the Chicano folks, there's nothing was around. I think the Central Library might have had 3 books on us. And now you come here to the Riverview Library, man, and there's things on Hmong, on Mexicans, on Puerto Ricans, and Ethiopians, and yeah, you know, and that's good. I think when folks see themselves on your walls or in books or whatever it is, it means we're welcome. And I think that's what's so important for folks to use libraries at first, that they feel that they're welcome.
Finally, we asked Gilbert what keeps him coming back to Riverview. After all, he's been a patron of Riverview Library for more than 50 years.
Well, I'm a reader for life now. And you know what, too? And I'm not stroking you. The staff have always been real nice here. Mary Margaret Kelly, I believe that was her name. And then there's a woman named Tracy that was here for a while. And I don't know who the director is now, but the folks up there in the front office where you meet the people, you have a smile on your face. You seem to handle... couple times when I was here, you seem to handle the challenges that comes with the libraries when you got a lot of kids coming, hanging out, man, you know, so I got to give you guys some juice, too.